This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills and Jets Sunday at 1 here on WGR. Week 2 in the NFL gets going tonight with Washington at Green Bay. You ever open a website that has just so many pop-up things that it feels like your computer is dying
from it? Yes, I work here. Yes.
You mean it's harsh?
Just keep moving.
That's happening to me right now on one of my favorite sites, but it's just like bam, 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 bam. Yeah. And it's, you know, in theory, it's safe for work.
There are certain sites, I don't want to name them, that I use every day that are, if we're talking about another team, say, and I've got their depth chart open, The whole time we were talking to Dan Lubberfeld yesterday, I'm closing videos.
Yeah.
That are popping up and going. And they're not really causing me any harm. I can still see what I need to see. But, like, just out of principle, I just get out of here. I don't want this right now.
Right.
Leave me alone.
Well, I'm on the reference sites every 5 minutes. And there's always a video that starts. And I can't help but close it before I'm clicking the next thing. I'm already planning to go to the next page, but I still have to close that video first.
Right.
And then there it is again.
Yeah.
Joe Ostrowski with Sam Paniatovich. He hosts Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network weekday mornings, 9 to noon our time. Joe, how was your week one?
Shout out to Dan Shonka and our lads. He's a good man. I love those depth charts. And also around draft time, Walter Football, another one. I'm like, wait, Sam, can you see me on the video right now? Because I've got 20 pop-ups right now because I pulled up the latest mock draft.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Hey, these people got to pay the bills. They got to keep the lights on. I understand. Yeah. I mean, you know, as do we, I suppose. I took a shot at us too, so you know, equal opportunity offender. I am only fair. Over here. So how week one? Thumbs up.
Thumb sideways.
Mm.
Pretty neutral. Win some, lose some. It was one of those as we're trying to figure out what exactly is going on. Yeah, right on some stuff. Dead wrong on other stuff. It was kind of funny when you're wrong on something. Let's be way wrong. Let's be way wrong on the Steelers Jets under.
Yep.
You know, stuff like that. They all count as one loss. So those you can kind of chalk as an L and keep your day moving and just sweat out Denver Broncos survivor picks all afternoon. Something I wasn't expecting to be doing. And Sean Payton losing his mind. Callahan losing his mind as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the ironic thing about week one is that you couldn't lose in Survivor. You know, like it's the week when we know the least about who these teams are. But I was rooting against Denver because of that. It's, you know, 12-10 in the third quarter, maybe. But all the favorites, well, I don't know if they all won, Joe, but there were no traps, I guess I would say.
Yeah, if you got knocked out this week, what are you doing? Why are you trying to be the smartest guy in
right.
the room? I was looking at the guys that were knocked out or the people. And it's like, really? You went with the Patriots?
Right.
Bears Monday night? Why? I don't understand what you were thinking. Right, right. But yeah, not too many spots. A lot of unders, a lower scoring week. I'm sure Mike in fantasy, that stood out as well. Like a number of quarterbacks way under 200 passing yards. So the unders went 12-4. Almost every over that hit was a primetime game. Of course, Sunday night, Monday night, Friday night with the Chiefs and Chargers. Oh. Those were three of the four overs that hit. So it was a low-scoring week to get things going. I guess that typically does happen. And favorites won.
How about that? You're reminding me. I had the under on the Chiefs game, and I lost by a half a point. And the Dallas game was skyrocketing. It was going to the moon. And it just shut down.
It started raining.
At 45, and then it almost unprecedented for a game with that many points in the first half to not get to the over. So it was kind of a strange week in that way. Minnesota-Chicago, how did that game ever get to the over with how it looked for most of it?
Right.
What did you think of Bills-Ravens, Joe?
That was awesome, man.
What's there to say?
Yeah, I mean, it was phenomenal. I guess, yeah, Josh Allen proved he is the MVP. I guess you could make that argument. What it reminded me of was a question that you posed last week, and I'm sure it's something that you guys talked about all offseason, was how do we get to the Super Bowl and it's not one of these two teams? And you have Kansas City starting, and they end up losing. One of their key players goes down, and the idea was that Worthy was going to be a big part of the offense, I believe, missing multiple weapons again on the offensive side to start the season. And then you had that shootout and everything that occurred in that game. Like, how are you going to knock out probably both of those teams to get to the Super Bowl? That's where I went, guys. If you're looking for value, how are you going to knock down those top two to three quarterbacks in the AFC? It's going to be tough for those teams further down. So that was my first thought immediately. You did need so much to go your way, if we're being honest, but it all happened in those last 4 minutes.
You did this morning make a really interesting case for Pittsburgh. Maybe not as a top-tier team or the answer to the last point, but as maybe a team that could have a good year.
Yeah, as far as this week, I'm typically an underdog player. I'm looking for value on the team that is not expected to win. And you know, around the key numbers, I find that. And this week, there's one favorite that I like, and it is Pittsburgh. What Rodgers are we going to see moving forward? I'm not quite sure, but I am going to bank on Tomlin and that defense bouncing back. And part of it is, for this week, I'm selling hard on Seattle. I'm selling hard on Sam Darnold going to a new situation. What'd they do last week? Put up 13, 14 points in that game against San Francisco. So I'm looking at sample size, and I'm willing to buy on Pittsburgh this week. Going home, the Rodgers debut there, and I'm going to trust that defense. And Seattle has a good defense as well, but I expect the Steelers to take care of them.
Yeah, I think that game is pretty interesting from the standpoint of the Seattle coach has a lot of familiarity with Pittsburgh, but not Pittsburgh with Rodgers, obviously, because he was never in the division while Rodgers was there. But the Jets, even though that game was 34-32 and Rodgers threw four touchdowns, the Jets did get to him. So I might expect Seattle to make some noise in the backfield on him. It really depends on how he holds up to it. Last week, he held up great.
Offensive line always the issue with Pittsburgh, right? That's right. Usually what we end up talking about. Strong defense, of course, and we'll see about the run game now. But yeah, I get it. And you know, last week when we were talking about that Bills-Ravens line move, like, okay, what does this mean? And, you know, my takeaway, not that I'm right, but my takeaway was it really doesn't mean anything because of where we are. But I would say that is not the case this week, guys. When we look at the line movement with the Jets, it tells me a lot of stuff. Not only do we have a change from the look ahead when they reopen the numbers to where we are at this very moment. So the look ahead, it was 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a number of reasons that people are betting the Jets, and which I can get into. Some of it could be viewed as garbage, some not so much. And then it starts at 7, and then they bet on the Jets immediately. Then it goes down to 6.5. And that is where most of the betting market is. That matters because you went through the 7. you went through the second biggest key number, I'd say, for the most part, after three, which is seven. And now you have Circus Sports is a big sports book in Vegas. They're known for taking big bets. If you're a sharp player, they will take. They have limits like every sports book, but it is much higher than just about any other sports book. Circa right now is at 5.5.
Really?
So they went like through another kind of key number. You could call it a secondary key number, down to 5.5. So there is a lot of money coming in on the Jets. My first guess, traditional stuff like the divisional home dog. They're coming off a loss. The offense looked good. You have a possible letdown. It was an all-in game for the Bills. How are they going to rebound from that? So I think there are a lot of different reasons for it. But yeah, they're. The smart money, as they would call it, is on the Jets. Smart money doesn't win everything. They just win more than the other guys.
Last three trips to the Jets have been close games for the Bills, and they've lost two of them, but they won last year by a field goal. So recent history, at least in that stadium, supports this. It's funny, like the Bills and Allen just completely own the Dolphins, but the Jet thing has been a little different. So it's been a little tougher for them. We'll see here. Joe Ostrowski with us on the Wester Hotline. What do you like tonight?
I like the Commanders. I like the Commanders if you're getting 3.5. What's interesting is some sports books are at 3 and some are at 3.5. I thought everybody would be at 3 at this point, but Green Bay is as public as it gets. So the public is all in on the Packers. I'm reading this week, as you guys are, they're the second best team in football. No, they're the third best team in football. Okay. All right. I'm seeing Philadelphia, Green Bay better than both teams that played on Sunday night. All right. I will sell that, but I see what you're doing there. Look, I got criticized for this, but I think the better quarterback is the underdog in this matchup. And we're a couple of people that have bet on Jordan Love for MVP in the past. And maybe this is the time as his odds get cut in half after one whole game. But I'm concerned about the Green Bay offensive line, the health there. They may be missing a couple of starters there. I'm not a fan of the Commanders' defense. I do think we'll see a little bit of regression here, but 3.5 points, guys, is too many for me, and we see it again. I don't see any reason to believe that Daniels is going to have a poor season. I like Debo's role to start and McLaurin as well on the offense. I think it's going to end up being at least a field goal game, and Washington's going to hang. Green Bay, the home team, has the advantage on Thursday night football, but early in the season, I don't think the travel's that big of a deal. I do like Washington here.
Okay. Any props?
Not a ton, but one I was looking at is Debo, and his receptions is set at 4.5. He had, 10 targets last week, 7 grabs, I believe, for 77 yards and got the touchdown. The nickelback, if any aspect of Green Bay's defense did not look good, it would be the nickel, and Debo was playing out of the slot a lot last week, so I think that would be a way for Washington to attack this Green Bay defense. As they're watching out for Micah Parsons and the rest of that fierce pass rush tonight. So get rid of the ball quickly. I think Debo's going to be involved once again.
If we didn't already cover it earlier, I watched your segment, or at least a big part of the segment from today's show with your buddy Sam about survivor picks. Mm-hmm. And Pittsburgh was one that you liked, and I think was it Sam that likes Dallas? Just looking down the road.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do? Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At when there will be a better time to use either one of those teams plays into that, right?
Yeah, so Sam's in with a group of guys in the Circa one, and he said they're going Buffalo. Like, that's what his partners want to do, and that's not my recommendation. That is not something that I would be doing, but I understand the idea that you think they're going to win. Let's just win, and we'll march on. It looks like, if you look at projected spreads for upcoming games, the Bills' point spread is likely to be the highest next week, in week 4, and in week number 5. So I would save Buffalo. There are going to be too many spots to go there. If you're in a small pool, my recommendation is just go the Ravens and move on. There's a reason it's the only game that is above 7 and it's above 10. That's what I would do coming off this loss. I don't see them starting 0-2 on the season. Divisional matchup might scare some people, but come on. I would go with the Ravens there. If you're looking down the board, yes, I think Dallas is a good option. I brought up Pittsburgh as well. And I'm looking at some of the other games near the top. You know, the Chargers are favored by more than a field goal. I'm not interested after the Brazil trip. I mentioned that I think Washington is going to make this a game. I would not go Green Bay. I would not go Cincinnati against Jacksonville. That's more than a field goal. The Bengals, they had an awful start again. I don't care that they won, guys. They should have ended up losing that game. Arizona, a little dicey, but they're favored by 7 now. I don't love Kyler at home. That game scares me a little bit, but I think people are going a little too far. Oh, Bryce Young sucks. We're back to how he was in the beginning right. of last year.
Right.
And, you know, this sounds strange when you look at the box score, but watching every snap of that game, I liked what I saw to Cam Ward. I mean, they had, what, like 7 first downs, 133 yards.
Yep.
I get it, but there were so many drops, and it was the worst possible spot on the road against probably the best defense in football. I know the Rams have a good defense, but he's coming home. I think he's going to get better as the season goes on and on. Maybe they end up hanging in that game, and it looks like the interior of that Rams offensive line is hobbled. So watch out for Simmons. So the Titans would actually scare me a little bit going home.
Survivor is simply not where I do my best work. I feel like my process is, which pick, if I lose, will I feel the least stupid about? That's it. 3-point favorite's a 3-point favorite. 7 is a 7. Like, I can read the numbers, but like you're great here, Joe. Like, you're going basically through all these games. Yeah, but this, you know. Yeah, but this. I know Trista likes the Rams, and well, you know, rookie quarterback. Like, okay, but it's, so there's always a but, and you know, it's just not where I do my best work. So you know, we'll throw a dart here at somebody.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know anything about the Lions right now. As ridiculous as that sounds, and you know Ben Johnson has had this game circled. I know people are laughing at the Bears with the way it ended on Monday night, but he's had this game circled, and they had no run game to speak of. That offense needs to go through the run. I get it. Goff at home. Most are expecting a bounce back. I don't feel comfortable taking the Lions at this point. I want a larger sample without Ben Johnson and without Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, first couple times I glanced at the schedule, I wasn't really sure what to do. Then I watched this segment I mentioned with you and Sam this morning, and I decided Dallas. Because I've gone out in your thing, that I think 2 years now, or maybe, I think 2 years, real early. And I've never really, you know, taken advice. I just sort of looked at it and just made my own pick, you know, because I'm a man. And I thought, like, let me listen to the guys who know what the hell's going on here. And all right, I'm gonna tell, you know, whether you guys are on Dallas or not, you suggested it as a credible idea. I'm like, yeah, all right, I'm doing it.
Might be your last chance to go against Russ.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that you said that on the show, and that stuck with me.
This is also the game Detroit lost last year, week 2 at home to Tampa, which probably murdered a lot of people in that survivor pool. Then they lost the Bills in December. That was it. Okay, Joe, always a pleasure. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy it.
Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings on the Bet 1520 and the Odyssey app, 9 to noon, also on YouTube. Yeah, I've gotten into the habit of watching them every day now, which is, it's fun.
Yep.
I don't even really bet. Every once in a while, I feel the need to say that. A little bit. I got a $10 freebie today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on Washington with that. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Sal Capaccio at 4. What's up with Ed Oliver? We'll find out what Sal knows. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.